Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, all branding partners. Thank you for attending tonight. We're going to attempt to open up your vision and your mind to the benefits of a gentleman that was a futurist. His name was Nikola Tesla. Very smart individual, extremely brilliant, and he had a vision. And we're going to try to tap into that. We're coming live to you tonight. My name is Gary Shaw from Southeast Atlanta, Georgia. I want to introduce y'all to a friend. Now, I have a business degree and a marketing degree, but my business partner, my friend and mentor, he and I both have built linear businesses that exceed more than $2 to $3 million a year. Extremely knowledgeable. He was actually a college professor. He is extremely talented. He taught marketing. He taught business. He has a psychology degree. He has an MBA degree. But what he's known for more than anything in the world is a futurist. He literally has taken more than 1 million-plus people all over the world, literally out into swamps, deserts, foreign countries into the deserts, deep into the forest, and shares with people literally weeds and things that are edible. He's wrote two curriculums for major universities, and he's got a speech degree. So we're going to let him explain a little bit about Nikola Tesla. Grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, write down what he's saying, take some great notes, and we're going to open it up here in a little while, in about 26, 28 minutes. We'll open it up for some questions and testimonials and how you can get free batteries, free resonating batteries. With that, let's introduce Irv Samuels. Irv, you already here, sir?
I think so.
Yep, I think you are. Sounding great. Take it away.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that introduction. And everybody eat some weeds, but that's not the topic tonight. Sorry. Let's begin in the beginning. Let's go back to about 1900. Young man came to America. His name was Nikola Tesla. You may have heard of him. He certainly was a futurist. In fact, put this in your pipe and smoke it for a little while. In 1895, in one of his journals, he had pictures of self-driving automobiles. Was he maybe a little ahead of his time? And he worked on all kinds of really cool technologies, most of which, you know, we still haven't quite a, you know, quite figured out how to put them into primary application, but that doesn't matter. We're going to talk about some really cool things, and these have been brought to practical application. But little additional info on Tesla, just so you could kind of grasp how important that man was, and I highly recommend that you do your diligence. He has over 1,000 patents. The Niagara River, you may have heard of that. It's right below Niagara Falls and above Niagara Falls. And he managed to capture the energy in the rapids and turn it into electricity. That hydro plant has been replicated all around the world. That is his design. And the one on the Niagara River actually powers most of the Niagara region. Rivers are powerful. And he figured out how to, you know, very seamlessly capture that energy. He was also working on something called the Tesla coil. He had two sites in the United States, and he had all kinds of neat projects and experiments going on, and people would come around from miles, miles around whenever he fired up the equipment. He was working on literally configuring electricity so that it could be conveyed through the air, free electricity to everybody in the world. Think about that. Would have been cool, just didn't quite happen. Well, he was also in the 20s working on something called quantum resonating energy, and we're going to really delve into that rabbit hole real soon. So let me jump about 100 years into the future, and that was in 2012, a young man in New Hampshire went to his mailbox, got really excited because he had in that mailbox an invitation to the Tesla convention. The Tesla convention is an esoteric event. Some of the sharpest minds in the world assemble at those specific events, and they learn from each other. Well, Mike was invited. His father, Rick, who had recently sold one of his companies as a Inc. 500 company after 25 years of development to the mega industrial giant Kyocera in Japan for big bucks. And he was honored that his son had been invited, and he certainly had the money to send him. That wasn't the problem, but there was a little complication. And that was Rick wasn't quite sure if his son Mike was ready to go because that year the convention was in Germany, and Mike pretty much was a country bumpkin for New Hampshire. And there's a big pond in between New Hampshire and Germany, and there's a little language difference. And furthermore, Rick was concerned about, you know, who's he going to kind of be influenced by, you know? And I say this respectfully, but the people in attendance are some of the geekiest people on the planet. And, you know, are they people that are worthy of introduction to a young man? Probably, but, you know, Rick was doubting. He didn't know. So he put his foot down. Mike didn't take that foot being put down, lifted it back up, said, "Dad, this is the biggest honor of my life. It's going to probably change everything in my life. How could you say I can't attend?" And Rick came around and said, "All right, you're right. You need to be there, Mike. There's a catch, though, and that's I'm going with you." That's what happened. They went to Germany. They attended the lectures and the breakout sessions, and boy, did they get a lot of brain swell. Well, they came back to the States after the convention, and Rick pretty much pigeonholed everything he heard because it sounded like pure science fiction to him. Beam me up, Scotty, right out of Star Trek. There wasn't anything that was even remotely a possibility for maybe, you know, a decade or decades. In fact, Rick wasn't even sure if anything would come to fruition within his lifetime, and he was 52 at that time. So maybe, you know, 50 years down the road might become part of our world. So he, you know, put it away, you know, quit thinking about it. Well, I can't say he quit thinking about it, but it certainly wasn't a priority. Until his son came to him and he said, "Dad, based upon what we were introduced to and some cool ideas that I've come up with, I believe that I can absolutely put something together practical using quantum energy and impact the world." And his dad did a double take, or maybe a quadruple take, and he said, "What are you talking about, Mike?" And Mike said, "I got it, Dad. I really can do this." And at that point, Rick, you know, has a lot of respect for his children, and you know, he absolutely, you know, believes in them very, very much. In fact, he put together a family-owned business in which Mike does most of the research, and his other son, RJ, is an integral part of the business. So anyhow, the bottom line is that they were off to the races. You know, Rick gave Mike a checkbook and said, "Go get her done." And Mike went shopping, and he started to buy all kinds of expensive equipment, put together pretty much a state-of-the-art quantum physics laboratory. So Mike went to work, focused like a mad kid, you know, absolutely, you know, every waking moment he was thinking and working and using his new equipment, playing in his lab. And it didn't take him very long until he came up with an idea that was patentable, and they filed for a patent. A couple years later, it was granted. And that patent has changed history and will change your future dramatically. Basically, it's a trifecta. And you can review the patents, get back to the individual who invited you here tonight, and they'll be glad to show you how you could look at them right on the Internet. There are now 6 patents in place and a lot that are patent pending. So what was that first patent? The first part was we isolate energy, specifically quantum resonating energy. Everything in the planet has its own resonating energy, whether you're drinking out of an aluminum can, whether you're drinking out of a glass, whether you specifically are walking on concrete or pavement or the grass. Everything has its own specific resonating energy. So we isolate that frequency. The second part is we embed that frequency into a storage device. For simplicity's sake, I'm going to call those batteries from here on in. We use a lot of, or over the years, we've used a lot of different substrates, and ultimately we have concluded that the most reliable for holding the energy are holograms and carbon fiber materials. But let me, you know, kind of preempt you that all those materials, all holograms and all carbon fiber materials certainly are not all created equal. So you have to understand that this company has put together the most sophisticated holograms, an amazing use of carbon fiber that holds energy without it changing or morphing in any way. And they not only can put one frequency into one of these batteries, they could put multiple frequencies into a battery. And I'm going to talk very momentarily about one that has more than 100 different frequencies in it. And the results are spectacular. The third part is probably the hard part for most of us to get our heads around. And that is when we specifically take one of those batteries and bring it close to anything with a energy field. That could be a plant, could be an animal, it could be a mammal, it could be a human. When they indeed have their energy field influenced by this battery, they get the same benefit as if they had consumed the original source that's emanating the energy. Or they get the same benefit as if they had been exposed to the original emanating source. That's not possible, is it? That means that, you know, if you want the benefit of a mineral or a vitamin or the earth, you can get it from a battery? Well, turns out that's the reality. That's the patent. And the first application was something called Relief. It looks like a little Band-Aid. It's about 3/4 of an inch in diameter. It's clear. It holds energy for about 72 hours. And it's the one with more than 100 different frequencies embedded in it. It has CBD frequency in it. It has essential oil. Has some other plant, you know, components that are so impactful. And again, energy only, no chemicals. But it's so impactful that when you stick one of these in an area of discomfort, you'll get relief. Relief from anxiety and stress, relief from physical discomfort, relief from nausea, indigestion. Pretty much anytime your body, for when, you know, any reason, just needs a little boost to bring it back to normal, to eliminate some complications that are beginning to occur or have been occurring for a while. If you want relief, put on a Relief battery. Doesn't get any simpler. Isn't any method on the planet that's any safer. This is resonating energy, so you don't have to worry about, you know, chemical reactions. You don't have to worry about overdosing or underdosing. The body only utilizes the energy that it needs. And the next modality that they came up with was nitro. It stimulates the natural nitric oxide production in the body. And nitro, when you have ample amounts of it, it's a gas produced in your cardiovascular system, you'll find that it not only is a great vasculator, it allows better dissemination of nutrients and oxygen to every cell in your body, but it guides your body to better or more efficient performance and faster recovery. Now, think about that. Before you head in the bedroom, would that be cool? How about if you're going to carry on some kind of physical activity in which you're really going to exert yourself? Wouldn't you like a little more performance and the ability to recover quickly? How about in sporting activity? Phenomenal to have maybe the edge because you have ample amounts of oxygen all through your body. Try the Nitro. I use them continuously, and I find that when I don't have them on, I'm not at my peak. So it's your choice. They're inexpensive. Everything this particular technology brings to the table are all unconditionally guaranteed for 90 days minimum. Some have a full 1 year unconditional satisfaction guarantee. So there is no financial risk in trying anything that we're talking about this evening. And if you're a first-time listener, you could actually get them free. So moving on, we have a burn modality. Great for losing inches and pounds. Great for detoxing the body. Great for curbing your appetite when it comes to cravings for things like sugars and soda pop. Simply stick on burn batteries and enjoy the benefit. We move on. We have something called CBD, cannabidiol. Everybody on the planet is slowly but surely awakening to the importance of CBD. Ours is energy only, derived from full spectrum CBD, so it has so many advantages over everything else in the marketplace because your body will utilize the energy that it needs. It will stimulate the natural process that your endocannabinoid system brings to the table, and that is a matter of triggering the CB1 and the CB2 receptors that bring every system of the body back towards homeostasis or balance. Is that important? Well, turns out that when things get out of balance, you begin to not feel as optimal as you do when you're healthy. When it gets way out of balance, it's not good at all. In fact, it may lead to some kind of debilitating complication in your life. Why would anybody want their health to get out of balance? So try our CBD resonators. They're available in two different forms. We have a 3-day peel and stick, and we have a thing that looks like a PET tag. It's unconditionally guaranteed for a year. It's carbon fiber, and as long as it's in your energy field range, it continually stimulates natural endocannabinoid action. So bring your body back into balance. Get rid of that anxiety and stress. Get rid of the discomfort. Get rid of nausea. Get rid of, you know, it works. I mean, just look up CBD. Don't take my word for it and understand we have the best. And not only do we have an advantage in the CBD market, but we don't have any complications related to drug testing because ours is energy only. So if you have a CDL, work for the military, you're a veteran, you have some kind of federal government contract, or you work directly for the federal government, state government, school district, university, and they're concerned about, you know, the possibility that when they test you, that if you have any, you know, cannabis substance in your body, you could definitely get sanctioned, maybe even lose your career over it. Well, not a problem with our CBD because it's energy only. And we move on. We have something called immunity, law of immunity. Everybody should be boosting their immune systems. And we have a simple solution, peel and stick, put it on, good for 3 days. And I'll tell a little testimonial after the introduction that people have of themselves as first-time listeners. But it's a powerful solution to immune system enhancement. We have other, you know, simple things, sleep, revive, wow. I mean, it goes on and on as to how effective they are, but we'll hear about those in testimonials. I'm going to move on and talk about three other things that are novel, unique, patented, and so beneficial. The first is an EMF shield. Everything that is modern in your household or your car that has any ability to transmit specifically uses
you know, radio frequencies that, not radio frequencies, but frequencies that negatively impact your energy field. And we can demonstrate that. Your cell phone, your laptop, your notebook, your router, smart appliances in your house, your burglar alarm system, smart cameras around your house, your vacuum cleaner, your hair dryer. It could go on and on. There's so many gadgets that, now have EMF transmission capability, and you need to protect yourself. We have a simple EMF shield. It's a peel and stick. And again, you didn't hear it from me, but we're about to get a much smaller version so that you can even put it on your earbuds or on your fob, or, you know, or whatever, wherever you need it. We're going to have a really simple solution to protect yourself from the pernicious effect of electromagnetic frequency from your own devices. Moving on, we have a unique technology called a food freshness card. Remarkable. People are sleeping with it. In fact, on Saturday, this Saturday, please plan on being with us at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time, because we have a world-class healer from France that will open your vision to the power of this freshness card. But it was designed to specifically extend the vitality, the vibrancy, the freshness of fruits and vegetables and leftovers and milk and dairy and cheeses and breads and pastries and cut flowers. And it does exactly that. It extends the freshness, keeping them, you know, just like they were picked off the tree, just like the day that you procured them, by up to 50% longer. And boy, are you going to save a lot of money. You know, instead of throwing things out that you spent your hard-earned cash to acquire, you will be able to enjoy them until they're completely consumed. Moving on, the final item I'm going to talk about is called an earthing card. Definitely the quintessential item in our product line. Highly recommend you get your hands on 1, 2, 3, 5, 50 as soon as you can. Why? Because they're going to change your life, and they're going to change the life dramatically of everybody that you manage to get them into their hands. We can demonstrate instantaneously that they improve strength, range of motion. Some people improve their balance dramatically. Other people notice focus and clarity. Some people notice a calming effect. Some people notice performance. Some people notice just a lot of energy. Some people don't even notice anything that they could pinpoint, but they'll tell you that it really is improving their life, and they won't give it back to you. Kind of cool. So why is it important? It has the frequencies of the earth in it. And for those of you that are not familiar with earthing, please go to this site, watch this 7-minute video. It's a medical doctor detailing the scientific validation of the benefits to humans and animals of earthing. Earthing is contacting the earth. You know, we're beings of the earth, and we were intended to have the vital energy of the earth often, all the time. And unfortunately, we've, you know, man's technology has isolated us from those benefits. But it is amazing. When you watch this video, you're going to get some real serious brain swell, and you're going to learn, go hug a tree, go walk barefoot. Or if you can't do either one of those, carry one of our cards. And the best part is that as you review the information on earthing, you're going to realize that it's anti-aging. And carrying this card gives you the benefits of earthing continuously. Think about that. What's it going to be like for those of us that are carrying these cards for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? Amazing construct. And it also has the ability to protect you from 3G, 4G, 5G, and dirty electricity. So with the deployment of all the 5G satellites that are coming out, the fact that, you know, we're already in a radiation cloud from all the towers around us, it's time to step forward and begin to protect yourself and, more importantly, your children and your grandchildren. So that pretty much gives you a little glimpse into the future that is here today. These technologies are all readily available, unconditionally guaranteed. So enjoy a better level of health and vitality by trying them. And once you try them, you'll love them. And once you love them, if you choose, you can become an advocate. They call that particular position, and it's free to become a brand partner. And all you need to do to earn money once you are a brand partner is begin to share information with other people. The company will give you a self-replicated website without any cost to you. When anybody goes to that site and makes a purchase, cha-ching, your register goes on. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Much as you want. That's up to you. If you want to kind of turn it into a part-time business, certainly can do that. And if you decide that you want to step up your game and create full-time income working part-time, certainly it's on the table. Become a good inviter. You don't have to do what I've done tonight. Just invite people to the information. We do this radio blog show 5 nights a week, every night, except for Tuesday and Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. How hard is it to indeed invite somebody and say, and by the way, as a first-time listener, you're going to get a 9 to 24-day free supply of Tesla-inspired energy batteries. And they'll say, what is that? Say, hey, tune into the radio show. It's fascinating. And that's it. You'll find that people will start showing up, and each time you have a new guest on this show, you receive a 6-day supply of resonators without any cost to you. So certainly is a win-win for everybody. And all I can say is get as serious as you choose to. Don't miss this opportunity, because somebody will be coming knocking on your door, you know, maybe in a brand new car, or maybe they're driving up in a, you know, kind of crazy modernistic, you know, flying car. Who knows? But it could be that they paid attention and you didn't. And that would be a terrible thing to help, you know, to have to share with your children or grandchildren. And I heard it, but I just didn't act on it. Don't get left behind. With that, Gary, please take it away.
Thank you, Herb. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to up the ante. If you, between now and Monday night, go run your contest. Between now and Monday night, if you step up your game and you get 4 people to come in and listen to this show, we're going to up that ante and give you 12 resonating batteries and an EMF shield. Who's up for the challenge? Like to enter, start the first-time callers, if you would, press 1 on your phone. I want to open up the lines. Please press 1. Like to hear from everybody tonight and just kind of see who. All I need is your first name, what state you're calling from, and the person that invited you. And again, you step your game up, and that, this goes for everyone. I don't care if you've been here with us since day one when we come on board February the 11th. It doesn't matter. We want to help you grow. So press 1. Bring 4 people between now and Monday night that have never heard anything we've said before, and we will give you an EMF shield and 12 resonating batteries. If you don't press 1, I'm going to start opening up mics and call out your last 4 digits. So I'm going to give you a choice. You can do it voluntarily, or I'll do it voluntarily. So press 1. If you're not a first-time caller and you got a testimonial, let's hear your testimonials. I'm going to give you all a new testimonial. Monday night, I was getting loaded in Yakima, Washington. They had one of these little taco little food trucks. And the guy come around and really wasn't anything I saw that was really inviting to eat, but I hadn't ate all day because I had 4 pickups that day. So I grabbed some of these little bitty miniature tacos, not knowing if that beef was fresh, a day, 5 weeks old, didn't know because they were baked. They come in a little tray, and there was like seven or eight of them. Well, I was hungry, but I wasn't really hungry, and I ate them. 2 hours later, I had sweats popping out on my forehead. I went inside a 20 degree cooler trying to get the sweats in there because my stomach was queasy. I didn't take a jacket. I walked into the cooler in a t-shirt. Guy looked at me kind of funny. I got sweats popping on my arms and my leg. I thought my sugar was out of whack. And I thought, that can't be. But that helped a little bit. But when I got back out, got loaded and got back into the truck and pulled out the door, I went immediately over towards the fence and I threw up. Went and got my paperwork real quick, come back, put my paperwork up, threw up again. I thought, what's going on? And about every 5 minutes, I was literally throwing up what I'd ate, I guess, for all week long. And then when that was no longer around, then I was getting the dry heaves. That went on for a couple hours. Next thing I know, it's starting wanting to come the other end, and I'm running to the bathroom. I thought, I'm not going nowhere. That went on for a couple of hours. Finally, around 5:30 Washington time, I sat there and I thought, well, you idiot. You have all these little resonators. Try something. So I turned around and put a Relief. I turned around and put a Wow, and I put a Nitro on my stomach. Now, I wear these on my chest, and I was trying to remember when I'd put these on my chest. And I said, well, can't overhurt, can't overdo anything. So I wound up putting some more on top of my chest. I laid down. It wasn't probably 10 minutes, and I basically I felt some of the relief, and I fell asleep. Somebody calls me Washington time at like 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm getting up, and I'm thinking, wow, that's a couple hours of sleep. But anyway, it was I wasn't feeling bad. I wasn't queasy. I wasn't feeling bad. So I started it basically out. So this does work. Burn. I literally wear all of them. I wear the Wow. I wear all of them because the Wow keeps me calm from wanting to choke somebody because I own a semi-truck and trailer, and people that drive cars, like some of you, have never been around a semi-truck. I don't know if you know or not, but there's people that will come from the fourth lane clear across all the way over to hit a ramp in front of a semi-truck and cut in front of us. I cannot stop my truck. If I'm running 70 miles an hour, I can't stop my truck like you do a car. It takes me 3 football fields to stop. Like last night, I had a scary accident. A guy dodged, and I looked up, and there's a car right in the middle of the road with no lights on in St. Louis, and I had to go to the right lane, the merge lane, and hit my brakes and smoke my trailer. Missed him a few inches. Brought back really nightmares because I had an accident 12 years ago where a woman ran a red light, and instead of killing her and her two babies, I went to the right and wound up clipping a telephone pole in a building and turning my truck and trailer over and slide down an embankment and basically crushing my whole right side. And every time it rains or I get in cold weather, my right side of my body kind of wants to smack me and tell me that I'm kind of stupid, that it's hurting. And I have to grab a Wow and a Relief and a Nitro to stick on certain parts of my body on my right side to get that to stop hurting. I swelled up to about 374 pounds, 374, after being almost in a body cast for almost a year. And then at 46 years old, you know, I had to wear one of them little silly masks to go to sleep because I couldn't hardly breathe. They wanted me to start putting a needle in my arm on a daily basis because my blood sugar had skyrocketed, my oxygen level had dropped. The doctor told me in January that I had a medical physical for my medical card in July, and if I didn't drop some weight, I was going to wind up losing my license. If I lost my license, that meant I wasn't going to be able to drive, and I'd have to put somebody else in my truck and drive my brand new truck and trailer, and I thought that doesn't seem like an option. So my little rear end, or big rear end at that point, size 56 pair of pants, decided to take this little challenge, and I started sticking the burn with CBD lily on my stomach and put a couple on my wrist. And I started drinking a lot of water, and I hated water. I absolutely hated to drink water. But, you know, when you run that water over that earthing carton into a glacier, into a gallon jug, it don't taste like regular water no more. It absolutely tastes really, really good. And my dog, Gage, loves it because I did a little experiment. I took and did it and put five bows around the house. And put one, did it with the earthing carton, and I dropped a wow tag in one of them. Do you know that she, and I'd move it around, you know, she'd find that every single time. And I'd take the wow tag out, and, you know, after running the earthing water over it and move around, and she'd go around and sniff all the bows. She only drinks the water that has the wow tag and the earthing water. So it's on the water, she won't see more. And she drinks a lot of water. You should try and do experiments with it. If you take and got an earthing card and you run water over the earthing card and put you a little bowl and put you some bowls of water in your room, run it over and put four bowls in a corner of your room. Turn your room into a quantum room, and you can feel the difference when you walk in there. Get a complete stranger to walk into one of those rooms. They can feel the energy. It's amazing. So if you would, I want you to press that little one on your button, because I got a lot of people on the call tonight, and not one single person has pressed one. So you're leaving me up. I'm going to open up the line, and if your last number is 8421, your number is live. Who do we have?
Hey, Gary, it's me, Pam.
Ah, great guess. tell everybody about the little experiment with putting the bowls of water in the corner, and tell everybody what it does when new people walk into a room. How do they feel? Do they notice anything?
Oh, my goodness. It's been phenomenal. I mean, you guys talked about it on a call, and I think, you know, I love tuning into these calls because I get all these tips and ideas. So I took the earthing card, ran the water over the earthing card, filled the little blue bottles from Nature's Frequencies with that energized water, put one in each corner of my store, and, all I can say is people walk in and they're like, what did you change? What happened? The energy is amazing in here. And the most fun part is while we're doing the muscle testing with the earthing card and checking out the patches and doing all that stuff, they're just having a great time. They're in an amazing mood, and it's just a ton of fun. And turns out our sales have increased a lot as well. So you can't beat that.
Absolutely. So me and Irv get a cut of that commission now. Oh, we're boosting your sales. Just kidding, Pam.
You definitely
just
deserve
kidding.
It. Yes. Yes, you
well,
definitely deserve
you,
it.
You just keep doing what you're doing, and that'll be a reward for me. Now, you're also a Reiki master over 20-plus years. So, you know,
yes.
You do other things. Have you tried yet to do the distance over a phone or a picture, and try to do a healing lily with somebody over a phone yet?
Oh yeah,
holding the earthing card
been
and
doing
concentrating.
That a long
with,
yeah, but
yeah.
And I'm
it,
telling
people,
you,
it blows
everything.
People's minds that you can do that.
Yes, and everything is just magnified. The energy is magnified. So, and that's the thing. I mean, the energy in my store before was amazing already. how do you improve that? Because we do sound healings, meditation, Reiki sessions, energy energy elevation sessions, we have shamanic drumming and rattles, and I mean, we do stuff to keep the crystal bowls, you know, they raise a vibration. We do all of that. So for it to be able to energize all of that even more just makes it phenomenal. And yes, the distance sessions are that much more powerful, and I mean, everything is better, period.
Well,
everything is better.
I can't let the cat out of the bag, but I will tell you this. You said something. How can it get better? Just wait. It is. It's going to. We're going to take this.
Oh, I can't wait. You guys keep teasing us. You keep teasing us. I can't wait.
I know. Well, it's anywhere from 4 to 7 weeks away, and there's going to be you're going to have quite a few more products to be able to be able to use. There's one that's going to be amazing, and it's called Balance for Life. It does wonders. I mean, absolutely wonders. Set back and get ready. And SpaceX and the rocket ship ain't got nothing on us. We're fixing to go beyond Mars.
Oh, I just
so just keep plugged in.
Can't wait.
Keep plugged in and keep on the journey, and it just stay in touch, stay plugged in. There's things that's in the works for our team. It won't be long before we will actually have T-shirts that's going to be available. That's going to basically have our number on the very back. We're going to not only do we're going to be changing the platform and the phone number, because we're going to a bigger platform. We're going to a platform where we can literally stream literally live for all over the world. Like the company does, they do the Zoom. We're going to be doing something a little similar, but it may be different. But we'll be able to stream live. People can get on it on their internet. They'll be able to watch. They'll be able to listen. They'll be able to share. We'll be able to do questions and take questions on the screen like we're doing now. There's a lot of stuff that's going to be in the works. We've been playing with this thing now for about 9 months, trying to figure out what's going to be for the next level once we get a certain group of people, and we're almost there. But the contest to get 4 people between now and Monday night that started, 4 people between now and Monday night will get you an EMF shield, and it'll get you a whole entire sleeve of batteries free. What you do with them, that's up to you. Thank you, Pam, for your guidance. Thank you for being a valuable part of our team. And come back often and bring people. I don't know if you brought any people with you tonight, but we're going to go
hoping.
To some more lines. I'm hoping.
Awesome.
Well, the next one I'm going to open up, just hang around for the testimonies. I'm going to open up 1106. 1106, your mic is live. Care to tell us who you are, who invited you, and what you learned tonight or what you think? 1106, your mic is live. Who do we have tonight? Don't be bashful.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
can
we
hear
you. Yes, sir.
Okay, this is Jeff. Jeff Purchie from beautiful, sunny Port Charlotte, Florida. I've been on this call many times. And
great, Jeff.
Pam actually brought me the first time. And can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can.
Oh, okay. So I'm really excited about the new information that's coming out. I've been I'm waiting. I use the relief patch on my knee. I broke my leg about almost two years ago, and it's devolved, and there's no soft tissue between my bones anymore. So I walk with a brace all the time now, and I need a replacement knee, and that's in the works, but that's not what I'm talking about now. But I use the release patch, and it's amazing. I mean, I always had I would have pain all the time and trouble moving, and I couldn't
discomfort,
very far.
That discomfort, yeah.
Absolutely.
If you want to take it,
if
you want to take it a next step for your knee, Jeff, take and put about a half inch away from the relief, and stick you a nitro with it, and watch what the two. It's a 1-2 knockout punch. It's kind of like a Muhammad Ali punch for your knee. Watch what it does. Put a nitro and a relief, and watch what it does.
Well, I will, because I've got a March Madness package coming probably tomorrow or Saturday, and I will do that. But the discomfort is gone, and I'm able to get around mobile very easily without that discomfort. And I also have been using the nitro. I have been using the nitro that I had, and it's just my well-being's better, my attitude's better, my ability not to, like you said, strangle people who get in your way. My emotional level is good. My clarity thought is so much better. I've just been astounded, and it's been phenomenal. And I'm looking forward to getting a couple earthing cards in my hands and all the other products that I can try. I was hoping that one of the people that I invited was here tonight. We don't know yet, but that would be tremendous. But there's a lot of good plans in the works down here in Florida, and we're moving forward, and hopefully, it's just going to take off like it's supposed to. But getting these modalities into people's hands and helping people is just great. I mean, it's my personal experience.
It's
I know
unreal.
That these products work. I know that these
it's
products
unreal
work.
Now.
I know it because.
Yeah, well, it's unreal. Now I'm gonna be looking for some people to experiment and do a little experiment with me. I'm looking for couples that are kind of like, you know, after you've been married a little while, you know, sometimes, and I'm not trying to be perverted or anything, but you know, sometimes after you've been married for 10 or 15 years, it gets a little dull, maybe in a bedroom. I want to get a couple of people to do some experiment and put two or three nitros on and see if it perks anything up and see if it improves and see if the wife says anything any different or husband says any different. If anybody wants to help me with that experiment, I want you to try to find your mate and put a couple, two or three nitros and see if it helps anything and see if it improved anything. And just let me know, because I'd love to do a videotape. You know, you don't have to talk about anything that's not, you know. But if it perks everything up and makes it much, much better, because you'd be surprised how many older people have a little bit of a problem sometimes. And if you could put that spark back into a couple's life or into your life and put another spark into a life, how much more could that help people? May sound prude, but I'm not trying to be prude. I'm just trying to figure out how to help more and more people. Thank you, Jeff. I'm going to open up some more lines, bring some people. If your line is 6144, your mic's going to go live. 6144.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you. Who do we have tonight?
Hey, my name's Cheryl. I've been on your call, but I haven't been on for a couple months, and a number of things have happened on my end. But I've now, my interest has been piqued for a number of reasons, and I did have a couple questions tonight.
Okay.
I was talking to Dave Anderson, who was listening on the call last night. I don't know if he talked, but he made reference to a man who gave a testimony that it involved him losing a lot of weight over a year. I wondered if indeed I don't know that he'd be on the call tonight, but perhaps Gary or Irv or anybody could sort of paraphrase what he might have said he had done to have such great success. I have that question. Then well, after that, I have one more question, if you would be so kind to, you know, fill me in on the gist of what he had to say last night.
Well, that guy, I know him very, very close, very personal. That guy that lost a lot of weight, his name is Gary. That was me.
Oh.
I went from 374 pounds to about 254 pounds in about a year.
Oh, that was
and,
you, Gary. Okay.
Yeah. And I've got other people that have lost a lot of weight. I got a guy up in Pennsylvania that he's lost probably about 100 pounds, Andy, and I don't know if he's on the call tonight. Andy basically is a drywall, does drywall. And what you do is you mix basically mix CBD and you use three of the burn. You stick three burn about a half inch from your lifeline. And people say, lifeline? Well, yeah, when you were born, you had a lifeline to your mother. It was your umbilical cord. And then they cut it, and then it's poked back in to give you basically a belly button. If you will put a burn on each side about a half inch away to an inch away from your navel, and then put one above it or one below it, and then you take a CBD and you do about, you put them all about the same distance, about a half inch to an inch from your navel, and you make your like a cross, just like a St. Christopher cross. You make your cross, get you a great big old Band-Aid, and put it over all four of them so it stays there, and then, you know, or tape, and then you take your body weight. I'll use mine for example. 374 pounds divided by two basically meant that I needed to drink at least 185 ounces of water on a daily basis. So I raised mine to 200 as if I weighed 400 pounds. I still drink that amount of water even though I am not 374 pounds no more. And I hated water. But what I done is I got me 3 gallon jugs of water. I got me 2 gallon empty ones, and then I put a funnel and I put an earthing card, and I set them on top of my food freshness card, and I poured that water, spring water. Basically, I like to use spring water, purified spring water, and then I poured it over the earthing card. And let that water run over the earthing card down into the jug, and then I set those jugs on top for a couple hours. I set them on top of the food freshness card, and then I basically swap them out. And I try to drink more than a gallon plus 200 ounces a day, which is almost 3 gallons of water. And yes, you go to the bathroom a lot. But it cleanses you out. It makes you think better. I used to love, you know, strawberry shortcake and apple pie and candy and sweets and stuff that's not good for me. Now I walk by it. You know, if we go to a buffet bar, I used to get, you know, my wife would say, do you need sideboards for your plate? Because, you know, I'd load up two or three plates. Now I'll eat a big salad, and then I'll get a little bit of the food, and I don't go to the dessert bar. But if you add the CBD to the burn, I don't know what that combination is, but it just it helps your hormones.
Gary, let me ask you something. So it's the burn, it's the quality and the quantity of water, and in addition to that, the CBD. Would the pet card be adequate, or do you like the modalities, you know, the frequencies, the stickers better for something like this?
I use both. I went and bought me a big 36-inch necklace. And if you could see it now, you would see that I have the WOW, the CBD, a balance for life, which is not on the market yet, and I have a Telemira, which is not on the market. And I've got two earthing cards back to back around my neck and about a 32-inch chain. And I've got two earthing cards in my pocket, and I just ordered me a running pack, which I'm fixing to put another earthing card in it so I can stick it around my navel. So that'll give me five earthing cards. And somebody says, why so many? You get anywhere within 5 feet of me, people that get anywhere within 5 feet of me, they turn around. When I walk by them, I literally see people turning around. Now, you're probably wondering, why do they turn around? They turn around, and I'll turn around a little bit, and they'll smile, I'll smile. But I've started asking people, why did you turn around? You know, they said, there's just something about you that felt different. I felt something, and I said, did you feel like maybe energy or vibration or, you know, something? They said, something. And I told them, and I showed them, and I did the little demonstration. They said, wow. I said, yeah, it's full of energy. And somebody the other day saw me, and they said, you're getting in that truck a lot easy. I mean, how old are you? I said, well, actually, I'm 39, but I'm holding, you know, probably at least another 32 plus. And they said, huh? I said, you know, I'm 62 years old. And they said, no way. You know, I thought you were around your 40s. I said, well, thank you. I'll give you a quarter. But I'm 62 years old. And I feel literally like I'm in my 20s again. My mother is 78 years old.
When I lost the weight. When you lost weight initially, you didn't have all the other modalities that are still not introduced yet. So I get that. So you were just dealing with the burn primarily and maybe the CBD and the water, the quality of the water with the earthing card as well as the quantity. Is that correct initially?
I actually wear all of them. I mean, I have them all now. I mean, I've had them all for a long
time.
Right,
I realize that.
I've been in this since the get-go. But I've added more, and they work synergetically together. You can put my wife nicknamed me Patches. She says, you got all these patches on. And she says, you know, is this, and she says, you're almost like an energized bunny. And I said, I feel like one. My mother said basically the same thing. I mean, she's 78. She used to take little tiny, remember how you could see an older person and they'd take these little steps and look like they'd move maybe a half inch if they moved that much, little bitty tiny baby steps? Well, my mama did. My mother was doing that. Now my mom's walking and moving around the house. She fell. She used to fall a lot. She's not failing since her last Mother's Day when I got her the earthing card and the March Madness we have now. And I said, here, Mother's Day, give me a check for $3.99, and I says, you know, I'll give you 90 days and. If you don't feel anything, I'll give your money back. And she since bought another pack, and now she's got two earthing cards on her, because she gave my brother one, and so she carries two, and my brother's got one, and then she puts all the medallions on. But it's a combination. And you just got to play with it, experiment, do different experiments, and you will be amazed at how well these things work.
I appreciate that. I have one quick question. The CBD, there are some very good quality CBD oils out there. There are some that have no quality to them. My question is this. Is it fair to believe that the modalities, the batteries, the whatever, for the CBD with nature's frequency, is all the quality CBD that you would need? In other words, the CBD oil that's out there that has been successful, that is
successful. There's a bunch of them successful. I'll put it to you this way, though. I will put ours against anybody's on the market, and the reason why, because most of them are nasty. When you and even if you flavor them, when you put that flavor in there, you're going to change. You're changing the flavor of that oil, you know, a degree, and you don't know what fillers are being in that to put in to change the taste of that, to change the taste of that. So there's going to be a change in there. Two, they don't last no more than 5 hours at the most. Most time, three. So every 4 hours, literally, you're having to redose. You know, and you're not getting them in the middle of the night if you're sleeping because you're not going to get up to take some. The most important, ours is 100% organic smart CBD. It will blow everybody's out of the water. Now, have you ever heard of Charlotte's Web CBD oil?
No.
It's the largest and best in the entire world. The chairman of the board, Stanley, basically... Rich Stanley was the chairman of the board for that billion-dollar CBD oil. He's number four on my team because him some of this, and I sent him some of this and said, try this. His boys come back and said, can you take our CBD oil and do the same thing with you're doing with theirs? And I said, sure. And I said, we can do that, but are you willing to pay us what I'm going to want to do that and make a separate thing? I said, because we don't do private labeling anymore. And so Rich came on board, and he absolutely loves it. We're fixing to have a nitro. We're going to have two nitros. If it's two nitros, we're going to have basically a regular nitro, but we're fixing to come out because I went and bought a liquid gold because you can take liquid gold and put liquid gold underneath your tongue, and what it does, it tastes kind of it's got that twang to it, but what it does, it helps repair your red and white blood cells in your body. We've embedded the liquid gold into the nitro, so it gives you... It gives you more clarity. It helps your blood cells and your body. We've got doctors testing it right now. I've been wearing it for a little over 2 months. Irv's been wearing it. Well, he just got back to Pennsylvania, and he had an experience that night that he had a dream, but he also put a food freshness card under his pillow and put a nitro on. But he said that's the first time that he's ever felt his heart literally – something that he could tell his heart was working at maximum performance. But I will let Herb tell you just a little bit, but this, we can take any product, put it this way. We can take any product, patented or not, doesn't matter. And the reason it doesn't matter is because they never, ever put in their patents and applied in their patents for the atoms, the molecules, the vibrations or the sounds or the frequency, and anything that's ever been produced, and still not to this day when somebody gets a patent. We could literally reproduce medicine if we so chose to, but then we'd probably all die because the pharmacy industry would probably come after us, so we don't want to do that. We can reproduce anything.
Yeah, I appreciate all that you're saying. I didn't want to over talk tonight because there's other people that probably want to talk, but I'm hearing all the questions, and I feel good getting that information. Well, Gary, thank you, appreciate it.
You're welcome. We'll get with Dave, take my challenge. I've got a couple challenge. I got a Tesla challenge, the Tesla 2/25 challenge, and then I got the challenge if you would get four people between now and Monday night to come Saturday night, Sunday night, and Monday night, you get four people to come in and say your name. We're going to give you 12 resonators free plus an EMF shield, absolutely free. We pay the shipping. We pay it all.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to go on and open up some more lines because it's getting fun. Let's see who else that we can put in. Let's open up 6992. Your mic is live. Care to introduce yourself, please, and tell us who originally invited you, and if you have a question or comment. 6992.
Hi,
6992. This is Charles Gillespie and Dr. Irv Samuels. He was the original one that invited me on the call. Him with
how did
David,
he find you?
David Weinberger. David Weinberger. Yeah.
Because I need to find out his secret because I missed out on a good guy. No. Hey, Charles. Tell us a little testimonial. You got any new ones?
Oh, yes, I do. Say that again?
Are you doing any experiments and playing with it to see what it does?
I've done some of the things that you were saying. I have put on, I got a stemless wine glass, and I put some on the bottom of the outside of the glass. I put CBD. I've put some burn. I've done everything. And this
can
is
you
like
tell
when
any
you
difference?
Said cheap wine. I poured
you
some wine in, and I'm like, I'm a good good maybe 2 or 3 feet away from it. And I can just smell the aroma. I haven't even drank it. I just put it in there just to do some tests. And I did that with, I got a water glass that I did the same thing to it. Like you said, I got burn on it. I got CBD. I got nitro, you know, several patches on the water. And I poured in the water glass, and the water tastes really good. It tastes like fresh and clean, and it's coming from a filter. I got a filter on my refrigerator.
Right.
Filter. So I'm drinking pretty good filter water, but it tastes better drinking it out of that glass with the resonators on it.
Now let me ask you a crazy question, because
my best testimony is I haven't been able to wiggle my toes like this over a year for about maybe 13, 14 months, and today I was able to I can wiggle my toes on both feet, you know, just like I can wave to you.
Awesome.
I haven't been able to do that. I haven't even had the feeling in my feet. I haven't had the feeling in my toes and feet. It's bringing back the feeling in my toes and feet.
Awesome. Now,
exactly.
I'm going to
really.
Ask a crazy question. I'm going to ask you a crazy question, and people might think, huh? Have you noticed when you put that on the water, on the wine, have you noticed any kind, like it kind of, you know, and you're just sitting there and not doing nothing. If you sit there and watch it, have you noticed like any kind of bubbles in it or any kind of moving around or the wine
I
or the water?
Yeah, I see bubbles in the water. Yeah, the water. The
yeah,
water has
the vibration.
The water has like little
the
bubbles
vibration.
That are just yeah, little bubbles, like little air bubbles.
Yeah, that's the vibration
yeah.
coming off of it into the water. It's unreal. And that makes it more healthy. Is your insides thanking you yet? Can you tell that your insides are saying wow yet?
Oh yeah, my feet are saying wow. You don't understand. I haven't been able to stand on my feet for a long period of time for over a year. This time last year, I couldn't even hardly walk.
Well, you know what you need to be doing.
You
know what you need to be doing, Charles. You need to get on a corner with a big old sign and be screaming this out to the world, and getting you some people and say, I wanted to share with you a miracle that happened. Ask me. Make you a sign and see how many people would actually stop. You'll be surprised. How many people would stop and ask you what was your miracle, and you could tell that story?
Yeah, I definitely could. Yeah,
because
I've tried everything. I've tried everything to bring this back, but this is they're working. Like you said, if you wear them, then now the first day or two, you know, it didn't feel anything, but after about 3 or 4 days, 4 or 5 days, I'm going on close. I haven't even been a whole week yet.
Well,
sometimes
it's different.
After a week, 2 weeks, 30 days, it's going to be really, it's going to be awesome. I'm trying to get to the point where I'm getting to the point where I actually feel like, you know, walking and exercising.
Great. Keep coming back. You heard the challenge, Charles. I'm going to challenge you, 4 people between now and Monday night, brand new. Figure out what you got to do to get 12 more resonators and an EMF shield that you can give away. Take that challenge and take the Tesla 2 to 25 challenge. And if you don't know what it is, get up with Irv, and he'll explain it to you, or you can call me. And Irv and I are willing to do whatever it takes to help you get in. And about 2 or 3 weeks, I'm going to be giving some people some information that if you want to plug into what I'm fixing to do and Irv's going to do, I'm hoping Irv's going to join me, but I'm fixing to give away over $200 worth of free tools that you're going to be able to help you try to figure out how to market, just to show you that you can make more money if you plug in and stay plugged in and follow what we do. We're going to give you and because we want to help you. We want to help everybody here on this call.
Yeah.
Because
we want to take this team to the next level. I can sense the sincerity, and that's another thing too. Is like the first thing I felt the mental clarity. Like when you like somebody said, I don't know if it was you or Irv that says it makes you feel smarter. And that was one of the first things that I noticed, and I've been sleeping like a baby.
Yeah,
sleeping like a baby.
Well, that was Irv saying that. I got to put a whole bunch more on because I'm just no country boy out of the mountains of Tennessee. So, you know, I had to put a whole bunch more on because Irv teaches me all the time about some of my language, and I said, hey, you know, yeah, I got college, but I like my country slang, you know. It's and people laugh at me and they love how I talk. And I say, hey, if it works, it works. But anyway, we're going to move on. Thank you so much, Charles. We're going to open up 1263. 1263, your mic is live. Please introduce yourself. Tell us who you are.
Well, Gary, you know it's me, Dick Matuition.
Well, I know that, but I wanted to see if you were going to pay attention because it took you a minute.
Yes. How about that?
Gary, tell us a testimonial. Any new ones or anything different? Or
any new ones? Well, probably not anything new. I've told just about everything. I have... Like the Nitro, the Sleep was one of the primary products that I wanted to get started with. Food Freshness Card has been amazing for us, both in the refrigerator as well as, you know, under the pillow and mattress cover. And I've taken a little bit of a lesson from someone else out there, and a lot of times when I'm sitting down in the chair at the computer, I've either got one behind my back or in front of me, sitting in my lap. So just getting those extra frequencies that are so beneficial. I'll just throw in the story about the refrigerator story. When we first got that, we went off on a vacation for a week. Joy had bought 2 pounds of organic grapes on a Thursday. We left on Friday. The grapes never made it into the cooler. We came back the following Friday, and those grapes were absolutely delicious. They were firm. They were sweet. None of them had gone bad, which is very unusual for red grapes, and we probably ate them over the next 3 or 4 days. So that sold us right away on the food freshness card for what we thought the primary use was for food at that time, and we've all learned a little bit more that it's also beneficial for the body and everything with that. Every now and then, I'll do something. I've been working on some things around the house here, bending over more than I normally bend over, and my lower back, you know, reminded me that I was doing things that I haven't been doing a lot of. And so body's good like that. So we've got running belts, real narrow, lightweight ones, and that's where we keep our earthing card around our waist and everything. And I just turned that around and put it on my back. And that was, you know, it just, everything just goes away with that. I mean, it's just absolutely wonderful to have things go back to normal. So, yeah, so love it. We absolutely love the products, use them all the time. I've really taken the jump here with the utilizing the earthing card and food freshness card with water based on the information we got from Vitalis, the vitality testing in Holland. So I have a Berkey water purifier, and in the bottom of that I placed an earthing card and a food freshness card. Why not? There's a little different frequencies in them. And so all of my water gets purified and then sits in that container until I open it up and, you know, take it out the spigot. Of course, I take it out and then put it into a 48-ounce glass container, an old Tang orange juice bottle, I think it was, you know, picked up at a Goodwill. And so I have a food freshness card leaning up against that. So I'm getting a double dose of that, plus anything that I'm eating or drinking, I have another food freshness card that I have sitting on it, because usually I'm around a computer, so I just have, you know, my earthing card on me and the food freshness card underneath the whatever I'm drinking, as well as our meals. We took that from Dr. Joe, who always, when he goes out to eat, he donates the food freshness card because he forgets to remove it from under the plate when he leaves, he said. He needs to start putting labels on those. At any rate, that's how I eat my dinner every night, is I'll put food, particularly food that has a lot of water in it, right on that earthing card. So it's getting a little boost while I'm eating it, too. So I'm using everything full out. I love it.
It's amazing how what it does to food, isn't it? It just brings the flavor so much of food. It's unreal. Now, I carry a commercial food card. I literally actually have 10 in my trailer. And somebody said, 10? I said, well, yeah. I said, I got a 53-foot trailer that I have a refrigerator that I pull behind my tractor. And I said, I've got them about every eight feet roughly apart on both sides, because my trailer is 53 foot and it's basically right at, you know, 10 foot tall. So, and I keep them in my trailer because I haul produce and apples and berries and strawberries and, it's a new reefer. And I bought it in this year, 2021. But I keep it in case something were to happen, and everybody has basically told us and called in and said, why is your fruit taste so much more vitality than we're getting from the same? Are y'all doing anything? And I laugh at them, and I said, yeah, I got a secret I can tell you. And I'll tell them about the food freshness card, and they said, there's no way. And I got a guy I'm trying to work with in Atlanta, and he spent almost $1 million on some kind of system. I said, I'll put my little food freshness card up against it. I bet mine will beat it. Anyway, Richard, call me tomorrow, and let's see if we can work on the background of the radio and a couple other things.
Okay.
I appreciate
Sounds good.
You are a valuable part of this. You're a valuable part of this team. And we're probably all these people in Florida. Irv Sammons, I think we're going to have to do a Florida tour again sometime soon. Anyway, I'm going to open up an old friend, 3640. Your mic is live. 3640. Tell us who you are, and you got any testimonials, any thoughts, any comments? 3640. Your mic is live. If you've muted yourself, hit star 6. Hello? 3640. I can hear you. Three, six, four, oh, you care to say anything? Well, moving on. 8306, last four of your phone number is 8306. 8306. Care to tell us who you are? And area code 662, last number is 8306. Care to introduce yourself? All right, I'm going to go on to the next one. 5240. Last four digits of your phone number is 5240. You're in the area code 508. Hello. We heard you. Hello. 5240, I opened up your mic. All right, we're going to move on. How about an area code 724? We're going to open up the last four, 3640. 3640.
Yes.
You're Liz.
Liz Workman.
Hadn't heard from you in a day or two. How you doing, Miss Liz?
I'm doing okay.
Great.
Any thoughts? I think these patches are going to kill me. I have so much energy. I work too many hours, and it's because of the patches, and I know that. I mean, I start working early in the morning, and I'm working till 8 o'clock at night. But I'm aching because I've been raking leaves for hours. I'm working better than I've worked for a couple years.
I don't want it to kill you, Liz, but I love the fact that it gives you energy. And
it sure does.
My mother says the same thing. She says, you know, and she's 78, and she says, man, I've got so much energy. And she said, it's just hard to believe these little bitty silly little, the size of a nickel, little bitty silly little patches can do this to people. She says, I have so much energy. And I said, well, when you wire them together and you have, like you're doing, and they boost one another, I said, you know, I said, just don't get too much energy that you're gonna you think you're gonna be Star Wars and ask you to get beamed up.
Well, I've been working. I have been working like I haven't for a while, and really, I'm 82, and I'll tell you what, I feel like I'm 60, or I feel like I'm in my 30s or 40s, but my body tells me I'm 82.
All
but
right.
I have the energy. I can't quit working. I just keep going all day long.
Yeah, and it does. It's just amazing how it makes people feel. Let's bring on our friend. And Herb, you care to say any final thoughts? Herb Samuels. Well. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you so much for all of you tuning in tonight. You've heard some great testimonials. We didn't have anybody new tonight. We had nothing but branding partners. Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night, take that challenge. Get that extra 12-pack of sleeves from us. Get the EMF from us, and you can turn around and give it away to somebody. Hello? Is that you, Irv? Well, we're going to close it out since nobody's saying nothing. If you need help, and if you don't have my number, Irv's number, ask your sponsor to to get you Irv's number, and we will work with you. We will help you. We truly, honestly care about your success. And we are here, no matter what it is, we are here to help you. So with that, I want to say thank each and every single one of you. Thank you much. You mean a lot to us, more than you know. We want to help grow, and we want you to come back often. Saturday morning, 11 a.m., everyone needs to be on this because we're bringing back our healer from France, and she's going to share with you, it's just amazing at what you're going to learn. And you might win some freebies, nice ones. That's Saturday morning at 11, and then Sunday night, and Monday night. Bring four people each night and win, you know, and get, you know, and because I don't care how many times you do it, you can repeat it. You can bring, you know, you can bring 10, 12, 14, 18, 20, 30. I don't care how many you bring. We're going to give you the resonators and the EMF shields. It takes four people, 12 resonators and EMF shield. Somebody should step up and take our money. I challenge you. Seriously, there's a challenge. Who's up for that challenge? Thank you all. I want to say God bless you. Good night. And we'll see you on the call Saturday night. God bless you. Thank you for your time. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.